Tánaiste, the sobering reality is that one in two people will have cancer at some point in their lives. And when you get that diagnosis, you deserve the best possible chance of surviving the disease and having a good quality of life afterwards. But people with cancer in Ireland are not being given that chance today because of the political choices of your government. Yesterday, the Irish Cancer Society issued a stark warning for cancer services in the state. They pointed out that the cancer strategy has been underfunded in 5 of the last 7 years, leading to the CEO of the Irish Cancer Society to say that Ireland's cancer outcomes may have stagnated or even disimproved. Simon Harris, as Minister for Health, didn't properly fund the cancer strategy in any of the years that he was Minister for Health, and it has been underfunded in most of the years since. Yesterday, the HSE confirmed that they sought €20 million in additional money to improve cancer services this year. What did you give them, Minister? You gave them zero. Instead, you deliberately underfunded the health service with disastrous consequences for patient safety. The cancer strategy needs multi-annual funding. Your decision and your government's decision to deny the Cancer Control Programme its adequate funding means that progress has been piecemeal and partial, and proper workforce planning has not been possible. Your other failures across the health service are having serious consequences for cancer patients also. Emergency department overcrowding is overwhelming hospitals and driving cancellations. Tánaiste, all of us know somebody with cancer. It may be a partner, a brother, a sister, a child, a parent or a friend. And many of us have put our hands in our pockets to support events to fund cancer services in our communities. But the fact that life-saving, vital and expensive cancer equipment is lying idle in our hospitals, in many hospitals across the state, is a punch in the gut to those families and their friends. Yesterday, the Irish Cancer Society told us that radiation equipment is lying idle in hospitals across this country. A spokesperson for the Institute of Radiotherapy, Radiography and Radiation Therapy said there had been forced machine closures in public facilities due to staff shortages. They say that this comes at a time when demand for radiotherapy services is greater than what a fully operational service could even provide. Minister, this is happening on your watch. It's happening on Stephen Donnelly's watch, and it happened on Simon Harris's watch. And Minister, these are deliberate decisions. They are deliberate decisions. Your government made a deliberate choice not to have proper workforce planning. Your government deliberately made a choice in the budget to underfund the service as you have done in previous years, 5 out of the last 7 years. As the CEO of the Irish Cancer Society said, and she was absolutely right when she said this, without funding, the National Cancer Strategy is a plan without action. And a plan without action is not a plan, it is just words. And words are no comfort to somebody languishing on a waiting list for a cancer test, getting more worried day by day. So can I ask you these questions, Tánaiste? Will you reverse your disastrous budget, the decision that you consciously made not to provide the €20 million that the HSE required to meet the needs of the cancer strategy? Will you reverse that decision as a starting point? What are you going to do to ensure that vital radiation equipment is not lying idle in hospitals across the state, as we heard yesterday at the committee? And will you fund the 1,500 additional beds that are so desperately needed to tackle waiting lists and make our hospitals safe?
Tánaiste, please.
So the first point I would make, Deputy, is, which you didn't reference at all, has been a very, very significant improvement, dramatic, in cancer care in this country over the last number of years. And in the last 4 years since this government was formed, very significant investment has gone into the implementation of the cancer strategies. I mean, our mortality rate for all cancers dropped by 11% over the past 10 years, with cancer of the trachea, bronchus and lung, and breast cancer of the female breast dropping by 19% and 10%. So survival rates are improving very significantly. So if you receive a cancer diagnosis today, with 65% of patients now live 5 years after a cancer diagnosis. Sorry, 65% of patients living 5 years after a cancer diagnosis in 2014 to 2018. That compares with 44% between 94 and 98. So the successive cancer strategies and the centralisation of cancer services, which many deputies opposite opposed in their day. I know it as a Minister for Health. I had to fight political battle after political battle across the country when centralisations of services occurred. And that has been probably the most impactful policy evolution on survival rates in respect of cancer as compared to anything else. In 2021 and 2022 alone, 40 million additional was invested in cancer, National Cancer Services, and that again brought in new treatments for cancer patients and has reduced waiting times to access diagnosis and treatment. Funding of 70 million in new radiation oncology facilities in Galway. And then in terms, you look at the cancer drugs, for example, which again, we put in an additional 30 million at the beginning of this government in terms of additional drugs, because there had been a period when new medicines were not sanctioned perhaps as quickly as they could. And the HSE approved 148 new medicines in the past 3 years from about the 98 million of new medicine funding. And so the total expenditure at the end of last year is about 327 million. And that's 61 new drugs or new uses of existing drugs for use in oncology specifically. And there have been new treatments have been funded. For the first time ever, CAR T-cell therapy in St. James's Hospital and radiolabeled therapy, PERT, in Vincent's Hospital. These services will expand. It means cancer patients will no longer have to travel abroad to receive those specific treatments. And as you know, the expansion of the radiation oncology facilities in Galway under the National Programme for Radiation Oncology means that patients can receive stereotactic ablative radiotherapy, which gives intensive doses to tumours while avoiding damage to surrounding tissue, again reducing potential side effects for patients. So in essence, there has been very progressive advancements in the treatment of cancer care. There have been improvements, dramatic, in survival rates following a diagnosis of cancer, and a significant reduction in terms of mortality rates from all forms of cancers, and in some forms of cancers, very significant reductions in mortality rates.
Deputy Doherty.
Tánaiste, I don't know if you heard, yesterday Professor John Kennedy, he's the chair of the third Cancer Strategy Steering Group, he told the committee that cancer surgeries are being cancelled because hospitals are overwhelmed. On your watch. The improvements that were made many years ago aren't being sustained. The proportion of people getting and dying from cancer is still significantly higher now than other EU states, and we're a laggard in Europe, especially in terms of Western Europe. Now, you talk about the cancer strategy. I've given you some facts, Tánaiste. Of the last 7 years, the cancer strategy has not been funded properly. It's been underfunded for 5 out of the last 7 years. Simon Harris didn't fund it properly in the first year. These aren't my words. These are the words of experts in the field. It isn't funded. The HSE looked for €20 million last year from your government for the cancer strategy, and you provided them zero. And then you wonder, how is it that surgeries are being cancelled, that people who have appointments with cancer have to wait months on end because the capacity is not there? And then we have the scandal, and it is an absolute scandal, and you completely ignored that point. We have vital radiotherapy equipment in hospitals across the state that is lying idle.
Thank you.
Lying idle because you and your government are underfunding the cancer strategy.
Thank you.
You're deliberately doing it. And who has been put at risk here? It is patients. It is our loved ones in our community that are the result of that. So please answer the question.
Thank you,
what are you going to do to make sure that the equipment
Thank
is utilised? Will you open the 1,500 beds? And will you provide
please,
the 20 million
Deputy.
That the HSE are asking for?
We've provided over 1,000 new beds. And since this government came to power, we've provided very significant increased allocations to the HSE. And it comes to stage two, Deputy. You know, I think it's an extra 7.7 billion extra on the 2019 figure has been provided to health. So just because the HSE or any agency comes in and says, we want X, is it your policy that you give everything that people ask for and you don't ask about value for money, for efficiency? Or you don't ask. Hear me out a second.
The equipment's lying
idle. Hear me out a second, please.
It's lying idle.
Hear me out a second. I've talked about numbers. We've dramatically increased the number of people employed. In fact, the HSE could not recruit the numbers of people, the numbers of people that were provided for in successive funding to the health service over the last 2 to 3 years. So there's always, will always be, and you're someone on the opposition side. And I look at your budgets, for example, which you every now and again you'll condemn aspects of our budgets, and then we look at your particular formulations, and of course they don't reflect the reality at all. No, it's an important point.
Can you answer the question on the machines
equally,
flying
you
out?
Must accept
the 20 million
that every agency in the country will come in looking for additionality and so on like that.
So the
idea
no.
that the state just responds
you,
every submission that gets
could you please
of
answer the question about the machines flying out?
So and the bottom line is this, 7.7 billion have gone in. There's been the mortality rate fell by over 10% over the decade. Our life expectancy is now above 82.
And machines are lying idle in our hospitals.
We're in a small group of only 7 EU member states. And you call that a laggard. That's because everything with you has to be negative.
Our machines are lying idle. You've ignored the question.